This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections That Count. In this interview, Assistant Professor of Art History Dr. Catherine Baker talks about how she and her students have been bringing art practices of the past to present day. I talk with Dr. Baker and student Madeline McMahon. Dr. Baker starts the interview by telling about the difference between regular history and art history.
I am someone who's very dedicated to this discipline, and I think that we don't want to necessarily think about art history and history as being two completely separate things. Instead, art history is just another lens to look at culture, right? To look at historical events, to look at social conditions, and it's the material that's created out of those social conditions, and it helps us understand them better. So I think a good example that I was just talking about with Morgan in class is we were looking at a series of images about Mary de' Medici and her extraordinary life that were painted by Rubens. And in looking at these images, not only does it help us understand that particular context, a woman in this period who would have never been allowed to be Queen of France and how she negotiated with power, but also we're able to explore, I think Morgan was mentioning symbolism and understanding how images and buildings and even objects can be encoded with meaning. So we can look at an image, let's say, of Mary de' Medici being educated. And instead of her sitting at a table, right, it's Apollo teaching her music. And so if you see a guy with a lyre and a sun in another image, you're like, oh, that's meant to be Apollo. So when you study art history, I think it opens up maybe an entirely new language, a visual language for us to understand the world around us. And it can help us connect better to history, place us in those particular historical events, and I hope help us connect to humanity as well, because we don't just study Western art in art history. We also study non-Western art, and we try to engage with the world.
Fantastic. Madeline, tell us a little bit about how you got interested in art and what you thought about by way of why you wanted to come to Arkansas State.
Well, I originally actually wanted to write. English was my favorite subject. I was fortunate enough to have a very dedicated art teacher when I was in high school for the first 2 years. And so I started drawing more and more regularly, and I had initially decided that I wanted to become a tattoo artist. I scored well enough on my ACT that I was offered scholarships where I was living in Louisiana, and that's why I decided to pursue college. And I did a concurrent credit when I was living there and enjoyed it so much that I decided that this had to be my major.
Right. And so what brought you to Arkansas State?
Family. I have family in this area, so we moved my senior year to be closer to them.
Fantastic. So tell us about your experience here at Arkansas State so far.
I've loved Arkansas State. I've been very fortunate to have the faculty that I've had and to be able to engage with them. The program is really good. I love my peers. I still talk to a lot of the graduates who have already left the campus. I've been happy with it. I've enjoyed my classes. I don't think there's anywhere else I would have wanted to be.
Right. Tell us about when we were talking about art history there for a second, kind of your thoughts on, as you've been learning about art history and that, how has that really kind of changed or maybe broadened your view on art as a whole?
Well, I think it's important to remember, especially as artists, that we don't live or create in a vacuum. So no image that you make is outside of the context of other images. And that's something that I've understood more and more as I've taken art history classes. And I'm on my sixth art history course now, and as I've been going through each class and studying different styles and learning about different things, emblem books are something that I didn't know existed until I took Baroque and Rococo art. I've found a wealth of images to pull from, and it's also become more and more important to me in a world that's increasingly digital, and there are so many great things about that. To create work in a very traditional style. I still work in a grisaille when I oil paint, because a lot of those analog ways of creating might die otherwise, and it's important, I think, to learn about them, but also to experience what it is to make work that way.
I think this is an interesting point, Dr. Baker. When you juxtapose, and I see this, through, like, for example, let's say animated cartoons. If you were to juxtapose the way they were traditionally drawn by hand to computer automation, obviously there's a huge difference. And she's talking about that, if you have the digital way of being able to do stuff, there's still something about doing it traditional. Kind of tell us about your thoughts on that statement.
I think it goes back to the material. Right. And I think it goes back to thinking and understanding stuff in really tactile ways. When you make your own material, right, when you work in this really traditional way, we could almost go back to what we were discussing with Morgan, where you kind of collapse time, right? It allows you deeper insights into the past and how previous artists that you might idolize work, and you want to recreate some of those effects. But it also brings you a greater intimacy with your materials, I think, and gives you more ownership of them. And when you are trying to create something, particularly if you're including some of the personal, that ownership can be really important. And while you can recreate the same effects in a digital realm, there is something to be said for, the fabrication of things, the touching of things. I was just watching a really interesting animated movie, since you're talking about animated movie, Kubo and the Two Strings. And it's a movie that could have absolutely been made digitally, but they went ahead and did the 3D stop motion. And even though in some images it seems composite, and in your brain you said, well, that might have been faster if you just did it on a computer. But there's something innate in humanity where we can recognize the handmade in some ways, and there's a deep appreciation for that. So I think it is good for art students to learn that, even if they decide eventually, I am going to go to the digital realm, to understand those historical techniques and to understand the meaning of making is really important.
Yeah. Madeline?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that there's a reason, even though computers have been around for a while and more artists have turned to the digital, I think there's a reason we still see oil paintings in art museums. I think there's a reason we're still, like, really captivated by that beauty of, like, a Baroque painting. And I think there's a reason that artists still create that way. Even with, like, the film that we just screened, Loving Vincent.
Loving Vincent.
It's a very traditionally made, interesting movie. There's a reason it exists, and that's because there's a love there that's different. Not to say that the digital is any less. Digital works can be just as beautiful, but there's something that touches the heart and soul, I think, differently when you're looking at something that was made with the hand.
Madeline, I can tell, obviously, you're very passionate about this, and that how has the relationship that you've had with Dr. Baker kind of enriched and made a difference in your life?
So Dr. Baker is very, very passionate about this, and I think that passion really, like, bleeds into her students, because it's something, history is something that young people especially can become very bored with. I hate to use that word. But when you're looking at something and somebody is connecting it to the modern world, or they're sharing a deeper part of the story than memorizing dates, you realize how connected with it you are. Like I said, we don't create in a vacuum, and it can be easy to feel like we do and we're not connected to this, this art that was created even, before written histories were made. But we are. We're absolutely connected to it. And I think that's something that I've really gotten from Dr. Baker, is that realization.
Okay. And Dr. Baker, I know we asked you about your thoughts on Morgan, but your thoughts on her as well, and kind of what she has brought to you.
I think Madeline is probably one of the best examples for me of how learning art history can affect contemporary practice. My own work is, as I've mentioned, is rather segmented in time and interest for students, but her engagement with the subject matter, her ability to incorporate some of the subject matter into her own practice. When I have the chance to see Madeline's works displayed, I can sometimes see, I think she might have picked up on that when we were discussing this particular subject. I can see it filtered through her imagination. And for me, that energizes me in the morning to go teach. I'm actually reteaching the class. It was my first semester here. I taught Baroque and Rococo class, and I'm teaching it again for the first time. And every day I go into class, I try and imbue myself with the energy of, I could be making a difference in these students' lives. I could be showing them something that's going to transform their practice and the way they think about their art and the way they think about their world. So it's been amazing to see from the 2.5 years I've been here, the progress of a student from, you know, just starting to take art history classes to being really close to doing her senior exhibition, and how much that something that sometimes can seem ancillary, you know, art history is just something you got to take because you got to know stuff, how can actually be enriching for people making stuff today.
Right. So what goes into a senior art exhibition that she's going to be putting together? What goes into that? Madeline?
So I'm actually taking exhibition prep right now. And what goes into my senior exhibition is it's my body of work is usually developed to its fullest extent during the senior year. And then I'll also have to do a talk about my work, and I'll have to do a written defense of my work. And that'll be more where the art history plays in, is in that written defense and that statement. I'm currently taking a studies class that I've kind of tailored with Dr. Balducci, who's another member of the faculty here. And it's completely in preparation for my senior show, because I pull a lot from surrealism as well as the Baroque, and it's something that I'm taking this semester to learn more about, so that I'm able to speak to that when I do have my senior exhibition.
And we're really lucky to have a resource like the Bradbury Museum of Art on campus. They are an amazing institution, and they host our senior exhibition every year. It is open to the public once it's set up, and you can see what our students are working on, and it gives them a chance to have, you know, a professional experience hanging in a museum, giving an artist talk, and I think is really enriching to them professionally. And I think one of the greatest parts of the BFA studio program is this senior exhibition experience, because it brings together everything they've learned over the past 4 years, their ability to speak about art in terms of the written statement, and their craft.
Right. And what would you like to do, Madeline? How do you want to keep moving forward with this?
Well, I'm currently applying to graduate school, so that's my hope, is that I'm going to go on to get my MFA. And after that, I would really like to teach, if I have that opportunity. But I've also, I'm volunteering currently at the Bradbury Art Museum, and I'm a gallery assistant on campus, so I'm also interested in the world of gallery and museum work, and that's something that I've spoken with Dr. Baker about as well.
Yeah, and at the moment we do have a certificate in museum studies, which students can take and become better prepared for that world, including a really great internship.
Dr. Catherine Baker is Assistant Professor of Art History at Arkansas State University, and Madeline McMahon is a student who joined us on this edition of the Create at State podcast. You can subscribe to the Create at State podcast at the Create at State podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play. You can also listen on the NPR app. You've been listening to A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. I'm Jonathan Reeves.